there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Word to your mother.
Big hand.
What the fuck? Hey, everybody, that's going to Two Cool Moms. My hand's not big.
Is your hand is big.
Let me see.
Put your hand up.
No, your hand's the same size as mine.
You got like thick thumbs.
I got a fat thumb. I'm a fat.
You got like Shaq thumbs, dude. Look at those thumbs. They're big. Look at my thumb compared to your thumb.
You do have tiny
thumbs. I have
like
a baby thumb.
Oh, you have a well-defined thumb. Your thumb got curves.
You got a baby thumb. Or I have a baby thumb compared to your thumbs. Your thumbs are...
No, my thumb doesn't have any curvature. I got just fat thumb. Uh-huh. See, like you have like some thumb action going.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Two Cool Moms. I'm Joe Gatto, fat thumb, a.k.a. fat thumb.
I am Steve Byrne.
A.k.a. baby thumb.
Hi.
Hey, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, bud.
Hey, listen.
Yes.
You know, I never thought I had a thumb complex until you mentioned it. Did you ever break a finger?
You know what's weird? Here, look at... See how the thumb goes back there? See this one? It doesn't. See how that? I got in a fight in Milwaukee.
That's the big fight you got in. I know.
There's a few.
Could you do this? And then how far do your hand stretch when you, like, keep your fingers taut and then do that? Yeah, I can't do that either. Some people do that. You see that? Oh, that's even more than I could do. Some people do this and they're weird. Their hand goes this. They do you know that when they put their fingers together and their whole hand
the
bends?
The steeple and,
yeah. Yep. Well, these are the people.
Well, most people can do it because they don't have like 6-inch circumference thumbs.
When you were young, stop making fun of my thumbs.
You got big. I never realized that about you.
You're welcome. When you're young,
yeah.
Did you have to do the presidential award where you had to get the blue patch? That you had to do a certain amount of push-ups and what
yeah,
you call it
yeah,
in eighth
yeah,
grade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you get the? I was the only one in my class who didn't get. Who
did get it?
Didn't get
Dude.
It. The only one in my class.
The only one.
22 boys. Only one.
I remember I was in eighth grade and I got sent to the, I don't even know how you put it, like the unathletic
mm-hmm.
crew or whatever. They split up the gym class into different, so I was with people that were horrible at sports, but I was playing hockey and stuff. And so for some reason I failed a swimming test. So I was put with these.
Rejects?
Yeah. I don't know what to say anymore because you're afraid of getting canceled or whatever, but.
Oh, well, no, just unathletic types.
Well, also not.
You couldn't leave it at that? Just leave it at that.
I'm leaving it at that. Okay, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just like I'm in with a special group of kids,
right,
you know?
Right.
And I was slaying it in gym then, but I knew I should have been up with the other thing, but they put me in the thing. So that instantly when you told me about talk about gym, that's what I think about. But I didn't get that thing either.
I couldn't get the sit-ups. Two things I couldn't do. I couldn't do the chin-ups, but the sit-ups, and I had an unfortunate event that was unfortunate for both me. It was unfortunate. It was unfortunate for both me and Adrian Faustino.
Can I guess? Was somebody holding your feet doing sit-ups?
And I fought it on him. Yeah. How did you know? Is that what you did? Adrian Faustino was holding me down, and I was banging him out.
Okay.
And I was hoofing it, and I was going, and I fought it, and I got really embarrassed. And he was like, "Oh man!"
Laughing.
And I was like, "Adrian, shut your mouth, Adrian! Don't speak of it on the streets." And he aired it out on the streets, and then I couldn't.
He told
and I
everybody.
Just, yeah, and I got all embarrassed, and I slowed down.
And what grade is this? Like fourth or fifth?
This is in
third.
No, seventh maybe? Seventh grade, like bad.
And
like
you ripped one, and then your whole day's ruined.
Whole day's ruined.
Because that's all everybody talks
and
about.
And I remember, because it was like during the test, and I was like, it was like the second to last thing, and then I was just out of it. And then I just couldn't even do a chin-up. I was like all embarrassed. How many chin-ups do you think you
do? I just love, think about this. If you just think about this, okay? What other setting could you be in as a human being where a fart just ruins your whole day? Like... You fart in second grade, and by seventh grade, they give you a test, and you're just like, you know, teach, I just can't. I'm not in the mental space. There
was a fart.
Bad day. Word's gotten around, but I can't get there right now.
Just think about it, even in schooling, right? Like, because farts are funny.
Everybody's pointing at you.
Did you hear what happened with Joe to sit-ups? He didn't get the blue patch because he farted on Adrian Faustino. Poor Adrian's talking about it like these guys are giving the trenches. It's like, it was a cold day. This Italian, it smelt of meatballs.
I barely even know Joe.
Yeah.
And I've got to hold his fucking feet and his foot
in
my
face. I was like, and I was yelling at him to hold my feet. Because it's like, oh, man. I was like, hold them tight. I'm
teetering.
Going. I was just still trying to crush it to the 30.
That's
I couldn't get
so
to the 30
funny.
Sit-ups.
When did you fart? Like 15?
I was like three. Through? I was like all the way in. I was like, one, two, fart. I was gone. And I was like, hold your breath, Adrian. We got 27 more to go, man. Yeah, that was terrible.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
That's so funny how you knew exactly what I was going to say.
Of course, yeah. I mean, who hasn't, like... Like, I took, like, one yoga class, and it's just, like...
Did you? You bent the wrong way?
45 minutes just, like, praying to God I don't fart.
During massages, do you let the fart go, or do you...
I never get massages. You're a massage guy.
I love massages.
I don't get them. I don't like it.
I used to not. Did you not like it, or you've never had one?
I've had them.
I just didn't like them.
I don't like them.
Yeah, I was on team don't fart for a while in the massage, but then I was like, these people have seen everything. They would.
Oh, really?
Am I going to be the first person? Yeah, but not bad.
Yeah.
Like, I'll try to give it, like, I'll give it a tempered release. I won't just open the gates. I won't let the horse out of the barn.
Just slow roll?
I won't let the horse out of the barn. I'll let the donkey out of the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? What does that even mean? Why is there a donkey in the kitchen?
It makes perfect sense, though. It makes perfect sense. How about this? Airplane.
Airplane, free reign.
You really let it? I don't let it. When somebody rips, I literally look around. I'm like, who?
Really?
Who the fuck
really?
Is that?
Well, that's
look
the problem.
At me.
You can't
show yourself.
You don't
reveal
know.
Yourself.
You don't
who
know.
Did that?
You don't know. That's the beauty of it.
That's
I love being
it.
An assassin.
That's
I love being
it.
A secret.
And I don't like it.
I love having a secret. Shh. Don't tell nobody's. But guess what just happened in 19B?
You'll soon find out.
Yep. The B stands
that's
for.
When I, that's when I go like this.
The B stands for. You know what happened here? You know what happened though?
Keep talking. I'm gonna find something. Yeah.
There isn't a more opposite thing in the world to the answer of the question of can I fart in here between an elevator and an airplane.
You're saying
polar opposites.
Difference?
An elevator, you're like, I can't fart in here. I gotta hold this thing tight because you're in there with one or two other people, or your fear of the doors opening. But on an airplane, it's free reign. I'm dropping bombs.
On an elevator?
Not an elevator. You know, you're holding to you clamping cheeks.
I saw Return of the Jedi recently.
Yes.
Okay. There's a scene where Luke walks to the plank.
Oh, and they just put fart sounds on it.
No. What? He walks to the plank, and the song goes, and that's how the song goes, and then it leads into, you know, him jumping off the plank. And
yeah, grabbing his shoe.
But the first note, it goes, I have farted the last 3 months, and I've noticed, I'm like, oh my God, that's that first note of the song.
You have perfect pitch?
Yeah. I'm like, But it literally sounds
really
exactly that note. Mm-hmm. I think if John Williams was to conduct it, he'd be like, Pete, you're a little low. Steve, can you come here? Put the...
There it is. That's what I'm looking for out of you. Get that bassoon up.
That first note.
Yeah.
That's it.
All that for that.
I'm pretty... So nobody farts in this I'm the only one? No one else.
I do.
No one else has ever...
A B flat?
No one else.
That'd be amazing if it sounds just like that.
Shit.
That's how I fought. Mine's a long form.
That's a great.
Do you know how back? Are you doing this to mess with me? Do you know how like the back button works? You are. I'm just gonna say you were with the right group of athletes. That's all I'm saying.
Nothing makes me. There's two things that genuinely make me laugh with Joe Gatto.
Go!
That noise, and when you get like a little point of frustration where it's like it's giggles, you are a fucking moron. Like that makes me laugh so goddamn hard because I hear it all the time.
You do because sometimes you are a fucking moron. I gotta let you know. No, I don't. I'm not a big like. People think I'm more farty than I am too, though. I'm not. I'm not like a big. I'm not a big fart machine walking around. I look like I'm a guy that farts a lot, but I don't really.
Gassy Italian goblin.
Like, there he is, eating his prosciuttos. give him some more of the salted cured meats. I'm not really... I'm not a, I think I get stereotyped as a big farty guy. I'm not a big farty guy.
Who's your gassiest friend?
Who's my gassiest friend? I don't roll with gassy friends.
Yeah,
I don't think
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Some guys like that. Hey, friend, I farted on you.
I'll bottle it up. Some people like are comfortable around their significant others to like leave the door open when they rock a deuce and stuff.
Oh,
like,
I've never closed the door in my life.
Even with a girl.
Guys, girls, strangers,
come on, dude.
Stalls.
Are you serious?
I don't do it. I'm claustrophobic. When I need space. I got to stretch my shit out.
I'm
I keep the stall door open. I've kept the stall door open.
I'd rather shit my pants in my car than take a dump publicly.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I enjoy it.
All my years, I take pride. I take pride
yes,
in the fact, Joe Gatto.
Yeah, they haven't.
I've never rocked a deuce in an airport.
You and Sal, pretty much the same.
Oh, I think
Sal doesn't even want to use urinals. I can't
you
wait.
You got to use a urinal.
Well, I can't wait to. I can't wait to be at a urinal. That's one of my favorites.
Use a urinal?
No, he doesn't like public bathrooms at all, yeah.
Oh, so who used the family one?
He loves a good family one.
A family one's great.
He loves family
Lock
one.
The
who
door,
doesn't?
You got a studio apartment.
I love the pet relief area. Nice open lawn. There's a painting on the floor.
Rocking a
fire. You get a nice squat
with
on.
A fake fire hydrant.
You get a squat on. It's great.
You have no shame with that.
No, not that at all. No, I grew up in the five of us shared one bathroom. I told you that. You know, me and my two sisters, my mother and father.
I shared a bathroom with my mother and father and my brother.
My father used to celebrate the fact that he was
door be shut.
No, we didn't even have a lock on the door. It was a sliding pocket door. Yeah, that didn't even have a thing.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like if it was shut, don't open it.
Ah, that's so gross.
Yeah, that was great.
So your dad's just sitting there read the paper?
Yeah, Joe, come here. I got to talk to you. I never said that.
Really?
Sit on the counter and talk to him while he was deucing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't like that. I don't like even when I'm at home. I have my own office. Like my kids are upstairs. I'm like, okay, this is the time. Okay,
you shit in your office?
I go to my office in my house.
Oh, there's
I have
a bathroom.
Office and I have
I didn't know if you had a wee-wee pad. I didn't know what you were doing.
Going to wastebasket like a wire mesh wastebasket.
Well, why don't you say I like go to the bathroom?
I have a bathroom in my office.
Okay, you just want to let people
I'm
know you have an
go
office.
To a
you
communal
got it. Nashville.
Yeah,
square footage.
I'm not going to use my own bathroom with I share with my wife.
Really?
I go to my office.
That's respect.
And then, anytime, I swear to God, if I fart, my wife will walk into the room. If I'm like, where's my wife? I'll just need to fart.
She'll walk in. She knows.
And then she doesn't acknowledge it. I don't acknowledge it, but she knows it happens every goddamn time.
Really?
If I fart, she will walk in like, hey, did you... Did you check the mail? It's like that.
Starts breathing through her mouth. You could tell.
And if I take a dump, my kids instantly. I always close the door, lock it, and then there's just fingers. There's just fingers underneath.
It's like the movie Signs when they come onto the door. Yeah. I've never had issues with even privacy like that, but I did for a while have a thing where I couldn't keep my shirt off after I made love.
Excuse me?
Yeah, like when I would have a thing where I wasn't comfortable with my body. I wouldn't walk around in a t-shirt. My pants would be off. I wouldn't care. But I would.
You're like the fat guy at the pool with the t-shirt.
But
on.
I wasn't even necessarily fat.
Right.
I just wasn't comfortable with.
But you know what I mean? There's guys that wear the shirt in the pool.
Oh, those guys. I never did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just odd to me. That's wearing clothing. That's getting pushed into the pool. I'm just being too lazy. I just had a thing where I would like, just for some reason, I would not. Mm-hmm. I would just always put my shirt on, which was weird. But I would.
She'd be butt naked except for a t-shirt.
Yeah, this is weird.
So you were more embarrassed about
the top than the bottom.
Than the bottom.
Yeah, not even. I don't even know where it came from, and I haven't even necessarily even thought of it until I just said it out loud to you right now.
So
but
flaccid little.
It was a whole
piece
thing.
Of prosciutto, a little.
Yeah.
Sausage.
Yeah.
But you, the pepperoni nips you got to cover up.
Yeah, because your penis looks weird in a t-shirt. I had a little t-shirt I put on it. I was like, oh, that's way better. Oh, there he is.
It'd be funny if on the t-shirt said Magnum.
He's had a mustache.
Tiniest t-shirt. And then
Magnum, yeah. Yeah, that's weird. I never thought
there was one time I was with this girl in New York City.
fantastic, great, yep. great gal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, it's about to go down or whatever. She's like, all right, here's a condom. And I take it, and it's a Magnum. And I'm like,
you expect a company? All right, let's get into our questions. Thank you so much. Pardon me.
Okay, sorry. I don't know the back button. Okay, here we go. First question here is, okay, this is a fun one.
Okay, great.
Three quick hits. This is coming to us from Vanessa. Hey, mommies, you're the coolest. I had a dream last night that the three of us took a road trip, and it was hysterical.
Of course, our road trips are hysterical.
And by the way, some of the best times.
So much fun.
Just chilling, and I mean, Jiggy and I could talk about food forever. It inspired me to ask three questions. Here's number one. Ready? What's your favorite road trip snack?
Chex Mix.
Chex Mix? What are you, a fucking mom?
Yeah.
Let's eat healthy.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Chex Mix? Yeah. That is boring.
No, I love a good trail mix. I do love a good trail mix.
Really?
Chex Mix. I just had a good Chex Mix, though. But I would say a trail mix.
That's like healthy mom shit.
No,
that's...
I get the one with the M&Ms in it. I get the sweet and salty nut mix.
Come on, man.
Sweet and salty, yeah.
Favorite road trip snack? You guys have a...
I like
Chex Mix. If somebody gave you Chex, if you handed the...
You know what Jiggy would do. He'd put his hand right in it, and he'd go, and he'd eat it.
That's a hard pass for me.
Chex Mix? No, what's your favorite trip snack?
Well, I want to hear what the...
No, because what you're doing now is it was trail mix, and now you made fun of it.
I'll take a Bugles.
Oh, Bugles is
I'll take
call.
A pepperoni pizza combos.
Oh, a combo.
I'll do some Funyuns.
No, here's some...
I love a beef jerky.
You don't eat a... What's the one you said? The pizza?
Funyuns?
No, the other
Bugles?
One.
Bugles? Combos.
Combos. You don't eat a combo in any other scenario besides a road trip.
That's so true.
True.
I've never had combos at home.
No one ever buys, besides if you're on a road trip, that's the only time you buy a combo.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
for sure.
That's when you combine the pizza and the pretzel, and you combine the road trip with the combo.
Those couldn't be more disgusting, a combo.
Combos?
Combos can be more disgusting. Oh, Bugles, I'm on Team Bugle.
Look, if everything else is closed, it's 2 in the morning, you got 2 hours left to get through the road trip, a combos is a lifesaver.
Really?
I love combos. Bugles are great. I'll pair it with a... an Almond Joy.
Oh, yeah. I love a donut. The little donuts from Hostess. I pop them shits
the
hot
ones?
Yeah. No, powdered.
No?
No, chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Chocolate covered, yeah. Like that. I pop them there. I love that. That's a good road trip snack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What?
I was going to say Munchies.
Munchies?
Which is a little bit of a cop-out, but like Munchies, are they combined Doritos, pretzels. You never had
the
Munchies?
Party, the party mix?
It's kind of like a party mix,
yeah.
But they're called Munchies.
Yeah, I've had Munchies.
I love Munchies.
I've had Munchies.
I don't like that shit.
Yeah, you don't like a mix. You like to stick to one thing.
Yeah, meat and potatoes. Yeah.
Meat and potatoes. You eat meat and potatoes on a road trip? That's odd.
No.
How do you do that? You're making fun of me about a trail mix popping that. You're forking a knife in it?
Well, are you a water?
Coffee.
Coffee?
Coffee.
Soda?
Coffee ginseng iced tea from Arizona ginseng iced tea with honey.
When's the last time you had soda?
I barely have soda. I'm not a big soda guy. I drink ginger ale sometimes, but I barely have soda. Coffee,
so 100%. A road trip you wouldn't... Dip into a grape soda?
No.
Orange soda?
No, I don't do a
no
soda.
No Sunkist?
No. If we're doing a drive-thru, I'll grab a soda. Sometimes I'll grab a Dr. Pepper. I'll do Dr. Pepper.
One of the worst sodas ever.
Yeah, I know.
It's 180 calories for like Coke. It's 240 for Dr. Pepper.
You're welcome. They're really bringing the heat in that caloric count. They're like, you know what? We're going to do this thing right. Okay, so a trail mix, and you're not a big fan of trail mix.
Oh, this is a good one. What is your favorite road trip album?
Full album?
I would say
Kanye graduation.
Song or album, but
Kanye graduation.
That's your go-to album on a road trip?
Probably definitely up there for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're all bangers like them.
I do playlists. I don't do one album at
a
time.
Yeah, full album.
Jiggy's really good.
A full album. If you had to go full album on Fidget Gear, I'd probably say Michael Jackson's Greatest Hits.
Yeah. Or honestly, that album I played for you guys, The Jacksons Live.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorites.
I downloaded that after you said... my recommendation for you is the Finding Neverland soundtrack. I'm getting him to watch this doc.
What is your album? Is Oasis? Oh no, it's The Killers.
I'm probably gonna go What's the Story, Morning Glory, or definitely Maybe by Oasis. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm listening to an album A to Z,
yeah.
It's one of those two Oasis albums. I love them.
Yeah,
I love The Killers, but The Killers are more sparsed out in like playlists.
I do like listening to I like listening to ones that have combinations though, like the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, you know, something like that. A little bit of everything, you know. Like, but or Motown's greatest hits kind of deal.
Sure.
You know, there's Motown. There's the a couple of Motown ones.
You're an Applebee's kind of guy.
I'm Applebee's.
Yeah.
100%.
You'd be Shazam in every song.
Yeah, in the rotation. I love the rotation.
Jiggy is now that's what I call music. 1999.
He loves it.
Oh, all the chart toppers.
All the boy band stuff. Yeah.
You really like the boy band shit, though.
Yeah, feel good.
Yeah, but you like old timey jazz, like Ethel Franklin, yeah, like Ethel Berman and the Bangkoks. Like that's who you play. Yeah, so you're like, oh, you don't know this is Ethel Berman and the Bangkoks. Jiggy jazz from the 1940s. It's a cover of.
No, while you're snoozing, okay, and you need someone to helm the ship.
Okay.
That's when the captain's going
to
say.
You got a pair of balls because to say I snooze in the car, you full blow take the back seat and throw your feet up like you're a fucking diva. All right? Cher.
Good night, boys.
Yeah, you fucking Dracula in
the back. I just put a little dirt on the back seat.
You ask us to shush. Who shushes a car?
I don't shush. Oh, please. You're the one. He asked for volume down or volume up. I don't ask for anything
because I'm sleeping. I got my laptop out.
You're working. Here's you working. Ready, Jiggy? Where are we staying tonight? That's you working. Okay.
No, that's Jiggy working because I gave him a fucking job. That's what I'm doing. I'm the one who's giving the people in the car a job. You'd be fucking at home taking a shit with your kids clawing underneath the door if it wasn't for me farting on your wife unexpectedly and not having an open relationship. They're like, I just shit my pants, honey. High five. So what I'm coming. Me. You're fucking home comboing it in the corner. So you're welcome.
Well, I guess we really gotten to know each other on the road quite a bit. I love those standards, jazz.
Yes, I love it too.
I love listening to that when I'm driving.
I will say I don't mind this when you, Jiggy, myself, and I, when any of us are in control of the music, I'm okay with it. Which is a very hard thing to say because I do know when other people have like control of me, I'm like, oh, I gotta listen to this. Like, this is what's happening.
Sure.
You know, sometimes.
Heave and flow. It's like,
what? There'll be you might ask for a skip here and there, which we do.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
Overall, though, like, because we're in a car for hours.
Hours.
And if you think about that, that's a lot of music that you're selecting.
Yeah. I
love being on the road with Justin, though. When DJ Gerace is with us.
Well, that's
great.
His job.
I love that. But he's a pro. But he's even good at it. It's like,
He knows how to work a car.
100%. He knows how to work a car. That's
which
how good
is crazy.
He is. Yeah.
But I appreciate when Jiggy is at the control because you're great at barking out songs I haven't heard like in I haven't even thought of in years. You're like, oh, play this. But Jiggy's really, really great at picking some gems out. Like, I mean, like that song, I took a video. Because I Shazammed it and then I played it. I forget. Remember that song I sent you guys the video of me on Christmas? Or I was setting up my Christmas tree or whatever. And then.
Night, I think. Yeah.
My Boo or something like that. Is that
it? Yeah. My Boo, yeah. Quad City DJs. I will say this though, Jiggy gets indignant when you don't like a song. He takes it personally in a way differently.
Like he wrote it.
He's like, you liked it? Like, no, I don't. It's okay if I don't like it. Like,
me and Elton John and the other guy.
We wrote this. Yeah. That's my album.
That's your album. Okay. And then yours was Michael Jackson
Live.
Jackson Live or Usher Confessions, which I think is a great, it's one of my favorite front to back albums.
A
ever.
To Z, the whole album.
Confessions is highly underrated. For the full album.
Never listened to.
I will say that when we listened to LMFAO's album in the car, remember we said
there's a lot of fun music.
There's a lot of fun music on that one. If it's late night, I probably have to go with that.
They just have that one
album?
Run?
I don't know.
I haven't seen them.
No, I don't think. Dead, I think. Buried.
When I used to, when I do my laundry, there was a period of time where, you know, you get the socks all together. And you start putting your socks together.
Yeah.
I would always go sock, 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 sock.
Really,
sock,
everybody. Sock, sock, sock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's the only song I know by them. Shots?
Shots, yeah. No, you know Party Rock. Party rocking in the house. You know it.
My God.
It's a tough casual listen. That whole album, you can't casually
listen. That's a 2 a.m. He's popping combos. We have 2 hours left to the road trip. We got to bring the energy in the car. That's when I throw that on.
It's a second wind.
It's a caffeinated. Yeah, it's a late night, windows down. You're almost asleep. You need something to bring in the thunder.
Okay, this is the last question pertaining to the road trip.
Okay.
What's your favorite road trip outfit?
Oh, for sure. It's a comfy pant. Once I get off stage and I know we're taking a thing, I'm in my Calvin Klein comfy pants with a t-shirt and a comfy sweatshirt.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, like, what is the other option? Like, I'm not going in a jean. Like, people that fly in suits, those are fucking sociopaths.
I don't understand that. I never understand that.
No, people ever. People who fly in, like, with or girls that wear, like, heels or a wedge. You wearing a wedge to the airport? Stop it.
Unless you're going right to a meeting, I get
right
it.
Right to it.
But
no. No, because you're not going. You're not walking off the plane and going into a boardroom. You have a stop. You could change. I don't even get that. You have time to put your suit on. Get a garment bag. Be a gentleman. Be a human. Put on a drawstring. You want a drawstring?
A drawstring.
Yeah.
I don't like pants where like you can see a dude's sweatpants.
Those are my favorite pants.
Of course it would be.
Listen,
I don't like that shit at all.
That's a guy who's got a knob of comfort. Okay, he's comfortable with his knob. He's not secretly farting in front of his wife. That guy's out there blowing turds and high-fiving.
Yeah, I'm the Jason Bourne of gas.
What I'm saying is I can't tell you the last time I flew wearing a belt.
Well, really?
I don't wear a belt. I don't wear a jean on a pant. A jean pant on. I don't wear jeans on a plane.
You don't really?
Get these motherfucking jeans off this motherfucking plane. I'm not wearing them. You're a disaster.
Jeans, I'm fine with. Khakis,
whatever.
If
I spill something on myself, it's getting absorbed.
Oh my!
You know what I'm saying?
That's
it's got a
level.
It's got like a cloth.
Yeah.
It's got like a deep. You know? Oh man, I can't wait till I get to the level where I can fly in a Velour Adidas suit. Oh, that's gonna be so fun. I'm like 3 years away from that. My 49th birthday, I'll start doing that.
Really? You're gonna go full Italian.
I'm gonna go full Velour. Velour is not only for Italians; Greeks love it.
But the Adidas full tracksuit,
top to bottom.
That's totally Italian.
Yeah, very definitely Italian. But a lot of people have adopted that for comfort.
Like a good hat, a good sweatshirt.
Yeah, yep.
I'm fine with
you. But a hat. I like a hoodie sometimes because your neck gets cold and you want to warm it up. Your necky necks. You got to do it around, but you can't wear a scarf. You'll be silly. Be silly to wear a scarf. But your necky necks get cold.
You ever wear a scarf?
I wear scarves. I rock the hell out of a scarf. I'm like Gru.
But a warm winter scarf. But you know the fashionable thin kind of scarves you put around?
I've been known as a joke to throw on an ascot.
Wow.
Thrown on an ascot. I do an ascot with a fake glasses and a fedora, and I call him Diamo, and that's my guy. And I used to go on the streets with the boys when we were on the road as Diamo. So much so that Sal got me, for Christmas one year, about 4 or 5 years ago, a lighted neon sign that said Diamo's that I could put in my bar at my home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's a guy who used to talk like that. Come with the ammo. We'll get something to eat. Come on. And I would sit there and cue, and we would all sit down and laugh. Yeah. And I would play that character. And a lot of people wouldn't recognize me either. So I would walk into places and just be able to walk around as the ammo.
It's pretty sweet. All right. Well, I got to thank the young lady. That was a pretty good one.
Yes, it was
I like
good.
The one. And nobody better to go on a road trip than with you.
I agree.
These two guys.
I agree. We're good road trip buds.
Okay. Hey, moms. This is coming to us from Stone. Any advice on relationships formed online and not in person? Would love your feedback.
Sure. There's no stigma to that anymore.
I don't think that
Don't make it a thing. Yeah. Don't make it a thing. That's my advice. Don't make it a thing. Because I don't even know if it ever was weird, but I think it was just something that people spoke about while people were getting used to that's the way to meet people.
Yeah.
I would just say be careful. Be careful because...
You don't get catfished.
Speaking of knobs... That person may have a knob and not be telling you about it.
That's very true.
I would say you got to be careful with that. You have to be a little bit, be smart about what you're sharing. Be smart about what you're thinking about, you know, as you're getting into it. And I would say take it offline when you're comfortable. If you really want to take it to the next level, start FaceTiming or start talking or, you know, things like that. Go meet the person in real life.
Sure.
If they start online, it's fine. It's a way to meet people. It's a great way. It's a great outlet.
It is the way to do it, but we were part of a generation that would frown upon that when it first started happening.
100%.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what is that?
Nerd, go meet somebody. Go to a bar or whatever, you know? Yeah. But yeah. Nowadays, it's so the norm, I wouldn't even think anything of it. Oh, yeah, this is coming to us from Mark. Hey, oh, shoot. Okay, hey, Two Cool Moms. Love the show. I'm 22, graduated college in May. Congratulations. I was recently laid off from my job as a mortgage loan officer.
Good.
I've
best thing could have happened to you. When you were little, if I asked you, what do you want to be when you grow up, you didn't say a mortgage loan officer. So let's get into it.
I have a marketing degree, and right now I'm torn about what I want my next job, rest of my career to be. I learned a lot in the mortgage industry. I love it or hate it, but the money's good. I don't know whether I should continue to build on what I learned from my previous job or look into another industry which would provide me with more security and advice. He's 22.
Yeah, take gambles.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Take gambles now.
At 22?
Take gambles now.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, too. If you enjoyed it at all a little bit, a lot of enjoyment comes from, and more so than what you're doing, is who you're doing it with. So if you're working with, there's no such thing as job security. You get fired from any job, anytime, for any reason. So when people say, oh, there's job security.
Didn't your father?
Died, yeah. Thanks for bringing it up. Thanks. That's an odd choice. Yeah, he got fired from life. So why would you bring that up? That's so odd that my father, that God father, fired my father. Why would he? He's like, come to my office. I got to talk to you. You don't even get 2 weeks. My dad got the pink slip from upstairs. But did my dad didn't get fired? No.
Okay.
No, he died on the job. Literally.
Joe.
But I would say that you wouldn't, you're not going to like your, you're going to like who you're with, who you work with. So find an environment that you have fun at, as much fun as you can while you're making money.
Yeah.
You know, so if you did enjoy a little bit of mortgage, find another mortgage place that you like it, like the environment, who you're working with, the culture there, that might be the move.
Yeah. But if he's 22, he got let go. And he's wavering on it, I'd say just move on.
Yeah.
You know, start like this, you know, I can't tell you enough. Like, I got started as a stand-up. My bread and butter's a stand-up, but doors have opened along the way. And I've gone in and gone, oh, well, let me see. Maybe there's something here. And every time a door's open, I've gone into that opportunity. And it's, my focus is still stand-up, but I'm better skilled in all these different kind of variations or offshoots of being a comedian, like a writer, like directing, like acting, you know,
in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
You're so collecting skill sets around the.
Yeah. I think you just develop a stronger resume that way. And through the experience of all those other things, it makes me a better comic, and the comic makes me a better writer, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, my business degree that I have in account, I mean, I it's a business that you're in when you're working for yourself and all this. Like, I've applied so much to that. Sales, it's personality, being able to sell yourself to be put in a project or to be the person that could get hired for a job or things like
that.
But
you've also said in the past that you you enjoyed working at the baby.
Loved it.
What was it called?
Giggle.
Giggles.
Giggle, yeah, the baby store.
And you enjoyed that.
I loved it. Yeah, I loved it. I love sales. I did. Even Nordstrom. I just loved interacting with people, helping them, you know, make them feel good about what they're wearing, get him in a nice set of jeans.
You must have been top tier, right?
Number five across the country.
No way, are you serious?
Number five across the country.
That like doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
but
number five. We were number four and five. My friend who worked with me and Justin. He was number four. I was number five.
Wow. Yeah. And this was at the Grove.
At the Grove, across all Nordstrom's in all of America.
Did they take care of you? Because they take care of their customers, but did they give you? 100%.
They bunch up your percentage of what you make, because they don't give you an hourly, so you get paid by a percentage.
Oh,
so you start? Yeah, you started. I think it was 3%. And I worked up to 5.5%. So I was getting 5.5% of whatever I sold
over the course of like an 8-hour shift versus at Nordstrom's.
Three.
And
yeah,
I mean, right there on Melrose.
Yeah, right at the Grove. Yeah, I was killing it. It was great.
What's the? Can I ask? What's the most you ever made in a year at Nordstrom's?
I don't know what I ever made in New York. I wouldn't even be able to answer that. But one of the biggest sales I ever did was when I worked at, I got poached from there to work at HD Buttercup, which was a high-end furniture store. And I was covering for somebody. I made myself the personal shopper there so I could sell the whole store. And they had an antique section that I didn't know anything about antiques. And the guy had to go take his kid to day? It was like a parent-teacher conference, whatever. Sure. And he had to leave early. I was like, Joe, could you just watch the shop? And nobody ever really went in there. And here comes this little old lady who walks in, and she was like, was looking around and said, hey, how are you? She's like, I want that armoire. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, well, you know, I get your information. She's like, oh no. She's like, could you guys deliver it? And she was like, ready to buy it. And I was like, sure. I was like, yeah, we can buy it for you. And I looked at the pricing and it was $40,000.
Oh my.
And she bought it and I was getting 10%. So I got $4,000 off that sale that guy took because he left to take his kid to a parent and teacher conference. Yeah.
How did he take that?
He wasn't very happy about it. He was not very happy about it. But he had never, I didn't feel bad about it because she was cold. He had never talked to her. She walked in the store, pointed at it. It reminded her of her husband's armoire that he had. It was like an anniversary gift or some shit. I forget what it was. But it was like, it was cold. It wasn't like, if I would have gave him, split him, whatever, you know, but I was doing him a favor. I was covering his store.
Right.
You know, so like that, those kind of things. But when I worked with Justin, because me and Justin worked together, one of my best friends, Justin Gerace, DJ Gerace, he is a great talker, but he really couldn't close much at all because he's just super nice and whatnot, you know? And I never even did it in a sleazy way. I would just always be just affirmed, like, okay, you can take this?
Yeah.
Like that. Like all you'd have to do is ask if they're like, yes or no. No, all right, I'm going to go to somebody that's nice to talk to you.
Cut to
but
the
I
chase,
have to go to it, right? So I would just, whenever I had stuff, I would just hand it to Justin. Yeah. Like if I made a killing during the day and I'd be like, I made enough money. And I would be like, I would just be like, Justin, I was like, Justin, could you ring them up? And whatever, Justin helped them out kind of thing. And he would get the commission.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We do that. Because he was also my roommate. So I was basically making rent for us. I was like, let's make rent, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that, but now that makes sense. And I don't like when you go to stores and they go, oh, like you go to Banana Republic or J. Crew, who helped you today?
Yeah.
And I go, there's a lot of times nobody.
Yeah.
So I just go nobody.
And then the person, the cashier, takes it. What I would do too is like I as a shopper, then I would ask people, do you work on commission? And if I enjoyed the experience with the person,
right,
I would buy something even if I didn't want it.
Really?
I do. If I was on the fence with something and I was like, I don't really need these jeans, like Jiggy's been with me when I've done that. I was like, do you work on commission? They say, yeah, I'll buy them. If I had a good experience. If I know they work on commission and I haven't had a good experience, I have not bought from people on purpose. And been like, I'll just buy this online because I didn't enjoy the way the people were as a salesperson in the store.
But because you have the experience of knowing what a great salesperson
100%.
Is. 100%. Yeah. You want to give them a great experience.
Yeah.
Have you been in a Nordstrom's lately?
Yeah. Every time I go to LA, I go to it.
Do you feel that they still have a high bar there?
No.
No?
No, I don't think people shop the same way in retail anymore.
What's changed?
Everything's available online.
Right.
You know? It's not like really, you don't go and try on. You know, that you can return and try on in the comfort of your own home. Like, I know a lot of people who shop, they buy hundreds of dollars worth of stuff from .com, try it on, keep the 3 pair and return the 8 pairs, you know?
Yeah. So. All right, well.
That's my take on that. So I would say go for it.
This is coming to us from Red Rising.
Red Rising?
Yeah. That's right. That's the handle.
Wow.
Okay. Ready for this one?
Here we go. From Red Rising? I sure as hell am.
Here we go. Why do Joe and Sal both have these awful sidekicks right now when everyone wants is clearly a Sal and Joe podcast? Is this related to that guy Ziggy? Thanks. So... Yeah, I think maybe DeRosa and I should just team up.
Oh, you went to DeRosa instead of DeStefano. That's interesting that you just went right with DeRosa.
Yeah, because DeStefano's successful. And Joe is an angry man with no shoulders. So, I think everybody wants the Joe and Sal podcast, and they want one cool mom. Hey, babe, mom.
Hey,
is what they want.
Hey, babe, mom, or one cool taste bud. I would say I've spoke to Sal enough in my life. I don't think we have anything else to talk about at this point. I know him 40 years almost. Mm-hmm. No. I couldn't disagree more because I think it's so funny because I consider you in this forum better at this than me. And I like speaking. Could you stop interrupting me? Besides doing that bullshit, I mean, I'm telling you about it, and you're going to interrupt me? That's not what podcasts are. Stop.
Got it.
Okay. So can you turn his mic off? Thank you. So what I'm saying is, it's funny because I like, and I hear that way more than things like this. People have opinions, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think I like this dynamic. I love, I have conversations with you with ease. These, I have the time. I forget we're even doing it, which is fun.
Yeah,
and I've performed with Sal so long,
sure,
that I think a lot of the times we would probably even get in our own way about it. But
it's funny, even when you're doing your shows and you are talking about Sal, and you tell the massage story, how you guys are just so comfortable and you know each other so well that you literally become him in those brief moments,
my impersonation of him.
You literally see them. But what is over the course of time, what is the best attribute to our good pal Sal, and what is your pet peeve about Sal? Something that just needles.
Oh man, how much time do we have left? but I say they're one and the same. I would say speed in which he makes a decision. The speed at which he makes a decision is also his best attribute and his worst attribute, because he thoroughly thinks it through, does all that, and he does things. He takes it in a way where he could be okay with a decision, in a way where like I might be like, I shot too quick from the hip or whatever.
Right.
But I'll end up in the same space as him. But then also it will take him forever to decide what he wants on like a menu. Or like, you know what I mean? Like going out to eat with him is always horrendous. Like I would half the time not even let him order. I was just like, he's going to have this. And so I'll be like, really? this is probably my biggest pet peeve out of everything. What we spoke about is when you ask the waiter, what's the best thing on the menu? When people ask the waiter that, I want to punch them in their throat.
Who asks that?
You do that a lot too.
I do. No, I always say, what's the most popular dish here?
Right. But why?
What are you known for?
What do you want?
Because that's if they specialize in something. Now, every restaurant has something.
A diner doesn't.
A diner does.
I've been with you in some places and you ask and I'm like, what are you talking about? We're at a Papa John's.
No, but for example, we go to we go to what was it? The Wooden Shoe, right?
Yeah.
And they say you got to get this. We're known for this. I'm like, "Yeah, okay, let me try that." Mm-hmm. And it was fantastic. Yeah.
But some people aren't equipped for that stuff. When you're like, what would you have? Like, they don't want to sit there and talk about
like
what
that.
They would
I don't,
have.
I don't ask them, would you rather have this or that?
I wasn't speaking of you. You're projecting. I wasn't even talking about you. And I go out to eat with you a lot. It's very enjoyable.
The meal is my favorite part of the day.
100%.
Like, I look forward to eating, except when I'm home.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, all right, I'm just going to make something,
right.
But when I'm on the road, it's like I love looking up what's in the area, what's still open, what's 4 stars, what's 4.5, what does Yelp say, counter-referencing. And
Sal has to always order last, too. He does that thing where he just makes sure everybody has something, and he'll be like, I'll try. He used to do this at Q all the time. He forced him into splitting. Q would be all like, dude, I'm ordering what I want to eat. He's like, I'll take some of the lasagna. And it's like, no, you won't. I ordered the lasagna.
I don't like that either. Yeah. I don't like sharing. When I get my... Get the fuck away. That's all mine.
I think the one place you have to share is sushi. Like, because that's the way you have to share. Like, you know, nobody's going to get their own roll. Like, you want, there's 4 or 5 rolls that are going to turn you on. You're not going to eat 4 or 5 rolls, and you split them. I like sushi like that. You will.
I'll eat them all.
Yeah.
If I'm ordering the food at sushi, I want my crab roll.
Fine. Crab roll.
Great. Thank you.
Take that in your combos, get in the back seat and take a nap, and I'll see you when we get to Tulsa. Like, what do you want me to tell you? Well, thanks so much, everyone, for joining us. We much love to you. We appreciate you. This is Two Cool Moms. Come see us on the road. I am around.
Where are you going?
I'm everywhere. Everywhere. This month. I got a big after Christmas. Listen, get them Christmas tickets. Give me for Christmas.
Yep.
You get Christmas tickets. You get your Christmas cameos. You get your Christmas puzzles. I got it all.
You got the Gatto Pups.
Gatto Pups. We're all over the place.
You got to do that.
Yeah, whatever you want.
The dog
December
father.
Is the month of Joe.
Just send money to Joe and see what he – the content.
The content you get.
All
To JoeGattoOfficial.com or on Instagram. My links are in the bio. And then Steve Byrne is all over the place.
Yeah. Brea, Houston, Milwaukee.
We're not together this month.
After Christmas. I'm with you for a few days. Yeah.
Come see us.
It'll be fun, yeah.
Oh, you're with us 3 days. We're in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
We're in Portchester together. And there's one in between there that I'm forgetting.
Yeah, these are all great places if you don't have to worry about flying in or out. So I love it.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
These two cool mommies love you, so show us some love.
Please rate us, review us, follow us on all social media, and subscribe to our YouTube.